It is the Riots on Radio.
Post yawn right there. How are you doing?
It was a big one.
You said yesterday you were super sleepy, and now I feel like you're getting more tired as the morning goes on.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, I've expended so much energy on the show that I would begin to get a little tired.
Of course, he's getting very sleepy.
I'm starving. When do we eat?
Well,
I'm so hungry.
Let's go do this. Let's do this first, and then we'll go eat.
All right, so today in the show, we talk about the national championship game. What ended up happening to poor, poor Valerie? Where did she go?
And her project.
Yeah, what happened there? American food, Goldilocks, 4K, a little underwhelming and oh so expensive, and Sanrio and Chipotle.
Sounds like the perfect
list.
That's
today's podcast.
Wonderful.
So see if you guys can tell. I didn't feel like, I really had it together today. I had the list. I showed up.
But you think it was like your B game?
I tried. Do you guys ever try and just don't feel like it's something's as good?
Yeah, but sometimes when we feel that way, someone will be like, it was the best ever. I loved it.
I just felt like I had a hard time getting it together.
I think it was fine.
It'll be fine.
It's just fine.
It's fine.
Not amazing.
This was great.
But fine.
It's fine.
Don't forget also Radio U Riot on Facebook. There we posted because we will be talking about food, American food in other countries.
Yes.
At the grocery store. So that is available if you want to check out the article and see it. Radio U Riot on Facebook.
So as you hear Nikki and I describing the photos, you can find the link and look at the photos with us in quasi real time.
You could already be prepared, ready to go, and set.
Gosh, I'm getting so excited about
it. So enjoy today's podcast. Have a really good day.
It is the Riot.
This is some of the worst Riot you've ever heard. Ever. No, like worse than that. It's the worst of the Riot.
I'm almost embarrassed when I see the outcome of a game and I didn't stay up and finish it. So last night, the college football national championship game, which I'll admit, not as much on my radar because, Nikki, I don't know if you know this, but Ohio State, they didn't just get beaten. They were pounded.
That was an embarrassment, yes.
Even
though all those teams did not win, you're still winners.
Yeah, I mean, you made
okay,
it in.
Okay, so you almost got there, but you had Clemson and Alabama.
Clemson and Alabama last night. Clemson beat Ohio State. And you know what? I can forgive them now because they also beat Alabama.
And wow.
Just to be clear, in the end, Alabama losing is the most important thing. It's second only to Ohio State winning.
So it's 35-31. And yes, I went to Clemson.
It did. In 6 seconds left, final play of the game. Well, it became the final play, I guess. They threw a touchdown. So, dude, everybody's like, they're going to kick a field goal. Nope. They threw a touchdown and won. So Clemson beat Alabama. Clemson is the champion.
National champions.
Congratulations to Clemson. Something I may not have been able to say for Alabama.
But now that Clemson won, you're perfectly okay to do that today.
And I know, logic would have it that because Clemson skunked Ohio State, I should have been rooting for Alabama, but see, that's something I can't do.
Sure.
I'm not capable
of doing that, and I understand.
I have a hard time. Look, if we want to get some real talk going here, I have a hard time rooting for Michigan now that Jim Harbaugh coaches it. Like, I have a hard time.
Did Eric send you?
Yes.
He did.
Yes.
Harbaugh. What did I even say? It was just something about all the layers he wears.
Harbaugh wearing layers is pretty funny.
And then when you look at it, you're like, of all the same clothes,
yes,
they made that point of like so many pairs of pants and so many shirts and it's so poofy. And it really is true when you see the picture. So that was funny.
Oh, it's true. So congratulations to Clemson, now number one. Boy, when you get skunked in the playoffs, when we come back next year, what's Ohio State ranked? Do they come back ranked number four?
It is ending on a sour note,
I don't know.
Still a good year.
You know what, Nikki? Let's move on.
Yeah.
The Riot. The Riot.
All right, pace yourself because you're going to have to do this all day for very little money.
Radio U.
Last week, we talked about what I feel like was the most important thing that I saw at CES, and that was Project Valerie.
That is the 3-monitor laptop.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Razer has this. First off, it's a 17-inch laptop. That's pretty great
on its
own. Then folding out, you have two additional 17-inch monitors for a grand total of three 17-inch monitors coming out of a laptop.
It looks like its own... It looks like a desktop sort of thing, but instead you're like, wait a minute, it folds in and it's a laptop.
It's glorious. Like, such a really awesome thing. Not that I could begin to afford it, but such an awesome... Well, you know what? I could.
Well, they're not making them yet, but they said if they were to start, people assumed it'd be at least over $5,000.
I've heard people saying as high as 9 or 10.
Yeah.
But, you know,
just based on Razer makes a one, you know, a normal type of laptop, and just based on those prices.
Well... Razer is now offering a $25,000 reward for information.
What for, Obi?
On where the Project Valerie laptops have gone. Yesterday, they
came. Someone had to have it.
Yesterday, Razer came out and said, hey, we had two prototypes stolen. They didn't say what prototypes had been stolen. And then, let's see, Kotaku, I know, and a few other news outlets reached out and said, hey, could you tell us what was stolen? They're like, all right. It was both of the Project Valerie laptops,
they've
okay?
They've both been stolen.
They were both stolen.
Man, I need to have to be quiet and keep that thing in your house.
Well, okay.
Like, could no one can even, know.
Could you even hook up to the internet with it? Because,
oh, yeah.
Think about this. They've got to have, in order to drive those triple screen monitors, now I could be wrong about this, but I would imagine there is some level of proprietary driver that's in there because laptops don't come with that. So then again, maybe it's built into Windows 10. I don't really know, but it just seems to me that the moment that thing hit the internet, you could probably go looking for it.
Sure.
Maybe not. Maybe they wiped it, clean install. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe the laptop was set up to where it hasn't checked in a while and it's sending a distress signal.
Could be.
It's like, wait, please come find me, guys.
Could be. Eric and I were talking about it yesterday. You know, during the show, that would be nearly impossible, too many people around. But if you've ever been to a trade show, and I realize not a lot of people have, but I went to a trade show a few years ago where we were exhibiting, and during setup and tear down in a trade show, it is a madhouse.
Chaos. I mean,
there are people everywhere, people carrying boxes everywhere, and most locations where you do exhibiting, they will force you to use union workers. And so there could have been a guy in a jumpsuit that walked over, picked something up, and walked out. You would have just assumed that it was a union worker taking something. You wouldn't have really known that it was somebody walking out with your prototype.
Plus, the other thing that you don't always realize, but at trade shows, you stay at hotels, and everybody's staying there for the trade show.
True.
And if you don't bring all your stuff in, there's been lots of theft in the trade show parking lots or parking garages because everybody knows what's going on, and they know they can take stuff from cars.
I doubt this is the case, but I really genuinely love the idea of somebody from Razer just left it in the back of their Civic.
Back of their car. It's like, hey, where'd you leave it at?
Hey, so where are the, you know, the prototype laptops? The one that wowed everybody at the big show? Like, oh, they're just in the back seat of my car.
I got them. I think I locked the door. No, you did not.
We're in Vegas. It's fine.
No one knows they're there. Everybody does.
Everybody's going to be cool, man. It's no big deal.
So yeah. A award's been issued.
$25,000 if you've got any information. Eh?
Let's take all of the most mind-numbing things the Riot has ever said and play them again.
It's a stupid idea, but I love it.
It's the Riot on Radio U.
Okay, Nikki, let's say, theoretically, I showed up in this room and I had a nice new laptop.
Yeah.
That
one that has three screens.
That just folded out.
And I'm not supposed to ask any questions.
And you noticed that it was nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, you didn't really say anything. Here's what I want to know. Is $25,000 enough for you to sell me out to the man?
Oh, like we were talking about Project Valerie, the laptop from CES.
The laptop from CES that was stolen, they're offering a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the recovery of the laptops. So you could call them with information like, 19 inches is cool.
But not necessarily ratting you out.
Yeah, that's... But
We have the same relationship, right? We've been doing the show, like nothing dynamic-wise has changed.
The only thing that changes is I walk in here with my Doctor Who laptop bag, and when I pull it out, there's no longer this 13.3 inch laptop that I pull out. Instead,
you've got the big one.
I have a large 17-inch laptop that I then fold out for extra screens.
I would not turn you in.
You wouldn't?
No, I would not.
Would you say anything?
Yes. We would perhaps discuss it.
What would you say about it?
I would say, are you comfortable in the choices that you've made concerning the borrowing of that laptop that I feel you're just borrowing?
You don't feel like it was explicit in me just showing up with it?
No, because I feel like you just wanted to try it out.
Yeah, okay.
And we all make mistakes.
I was going to put it back.
And I don't see you have a track record of that through the show's history. So I just thought, well, we could talk through it, get it back to them, and there wouldn't be any problems.
Okay. Maybe you could fence it for me. Like, not illegally fence it.
I'm not getting in.
I'd just be like, Nikki, I'm going to give it to you.
And then I call.
You could say, like, okay, I had a person that turned it in to me.
And I found it.
I'm not willing to rat them out to the man, but I do want you to get your property back.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'd probably go with that.
But can I just keep it?
No. If I can't get the $25,000, you're not keeping the laptop.
Oh, so.
No one wins.
Well, what if I paid you to stay quiet? How much would I have? How much hush money do you feel like you would require?
It would be more than the $25,000.
Oh, come on. More than the $25,000?
Probably.
What if I gave you the other prototype?
No, I wouldn't care to have it.
You wouldn't care?
What? No, I.
Oh, let me guess. It runs Windows. It's hot garbage.
Possibly. It's three screens of garbage.
When Apple comes out with a Mac that has three screens, then it will be one of the greatest innovations in history.
No,
but in the meantime,
it's
garbage.
My MacBook is one of the very thin ones and very small. So mm-hmm. No, I would not go with a bigger one.
Okay. All right. But what if you could then sell that one? Put it on eBay. They'll never find you.
Of course. Yeah,
eBay,
no one will notice.
Germany. Just put it on there.
No one will care.
All right, fine. Well, I'm just glad that you wouldn't sell me out because you don't seem like a narc, but...
I won't tattle on you.
All right.
I won't.
Chainsaw, pickaxe, shotgun, ammo, flashlight, pipe bomb, Twinkie. What am I missing? The Riot. Radio U.
If I were to ask you, what makes a good person... What do you think makes a good person? Would you say that it's like if they do more good than bad?
Sure.
So what if you did if you did a bunch of bad stuff, do you think you could hurry up and do a bunch of good stuff and maybe break even?
Yeah.
Or do you okay.
Not saying that I believe that, but I'm saying a lot of people live their life that way.
All right. So what about this? What if this year I decided this year I'm just going to do whatever I want, which just to be clear, would probably end up being bad. You're like, no, but you'd want good things.
No, whenever you say that tends to be the way you're leading.
I do what I want.
And that tends to be towards the stuff that maybe you weren't doing before.
Not caring what other people think, not caring what other people, just caring about me, putting me first for a whole year. That's going to be my New Year's resolution. But I'll just go ahead and plan on next year.
Yeah.
Living the whole life, whole year for
other people.
And then I'll just be completely breaking even.
It just depends. You never know what life might bring you.
What do you mean?
Like, what if your life ends this year and you're stuck in a year where you've been...
way to take it dark.
I'm sorry.
Way to go dark with it right there. Just totally took it there,
and then
didn't you?
You were stuck
What if you're dead in the middle of your selfish year?
Who knows? I don't know.
Okay, I mean, it's possible. What if all the fun I was having led to me dying?
These are things. You can't go by that.
Yeah, because there's nothing more fun than putting yourself first and screwing over other people. Woo!
That does seem like quite a year.
Me! It's going to be a heck of a year, guys.
And
I can really
feel it. People don't live that way. Actually, plenty of people do.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
Hey, I see you people in traffic. I know what you're really like.
You're only there for you.
You're here for you. And you're more concerned about your life and where you can get there on time. Let me tell you something right now. It's not really how that works. God is not in heaven like, okay, we're going to take your life, we're going to weigh it out, and if you do enough good, it's going to outweigh the bad, it's going to be fine. You know what? God is not keeping score.
I grew up with being told basically that there was like a book, and if I did good, I got one check mark, and if I was the bad, I got another check mark, and then by the time your life ended, would depend on, which side you were.
That's terrible.
Is that terrible?
That's terrible.
But that's how it was. It's like you had to get enough good points.
Well, let me tell you what. God is done keeping score. That's actually Jesus showing up was God settling the score once and for all. Okay? It's not about the good you do. It's about the good that Jesus did. And you know what? We could spend a lot of time talking about that. But here's what I want you to know. A relationship with God is where the good is. That's where the good is. And you know what? God already knows you're not going to get everything right. And that's why he's throwing it out. He just wants you to love him. He wants to love you. And the two of you can go off and do life together. And he's going to show you how to live. He's going to show you how to do things. He's going to take care of things. He's going to take care of who you are on the inside. And he's actually going to help you love other people. And it's awesome. That's all I know. I don't want you spending this year keeping score. God's not keeping score, so just stop. Say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. You've got this new way of doing things I want in. I want you to show me how to live. I want you to fill me with your spirit. Get me out of this scorekeeping thing. And that's it. God's not keeping score anymore. There are no books where Nikki's writing checks next to you. Now, she may have books for me in my name, but that's a work-related thing.
That is show-related. That's not life-related.
That's like not that. An ultimate morality tale. It's just me not doing my job.
We save the worst of the riot for those special times.
Well, when you take your naps or you come in late or don't come in at all.
Radio U.
Nikki and I like a lot of American food. That's what we like to eat. Sometimes people think that Nikki's really big on Asian food, but she's not. Give her a good cheeseburger.
No way. I'm totally into Asian food.
What?
I love that. Nikki, and you know stop. That, and that's why you're saying that.
Stop pretending.
Whatever.
Okay, you can stop pretending. Tell them the truth. This morning, you had French fries, ketchup, and macaroni and cheese.
That was my breakfast?
Well, that's what you had today.
That feels very American.
It does. Hey, I'll tell you right now at Radio U Riot on Facebook, I just posted this article from Food Beast, and I love it. What they have done is they've gathered photos from people that have taken pictures of American food aisles
and different
in foreign grocery stores.
So in different countries.
Right. So, like, here is an American food aisle in Belgium. And it's all soda, and there's some cranberry juice.
No, they said guacamole mix, too.
I don't see the guac.
It's the shelf to the left, so they just hide that.
All right, I can't see that.
It's a lot of theater food, like a lot of the boxes of candy that you would get.
A lot of boxes of candy.
And it's a lot of Wonka stuff.
Well, let's take a look at this one. Here's the one in England. You've got Aunt Jemima syrup, Hershey syrup.
A1.
Pumpkin pie?
I think a lot of these were taken around Thanksgiving because several of the country's pictures have as pumpkin pie filling.
Yeah, okay.
Because we're not eating that usually any other time outside of the Thanksgiving season.
Mac and cheese, an entire thing of Pop-Tarts, like a tiny thing of peanut butter.
Look at England. What's marshmallow mateys? What cereal is that? In between Lucky Charms and Reese's Puffs?
I think that's generic Lucky Charms.
You think so?
Don't you think so?
Eh, marshmallow mateys. I've never heard of it.
I really want someone from the UK to come in and be like, well, I can't find marshmallow mateys anywhere.
I thought this was your guys' stuff.
This is America. I thought it would just be all over the place.
Nope.
All right, New Zealand. Again, it's all Pop-Tarts,
cereal.
And as Nikki said, it looks like a movie theater. Got Nutter Butter, Skittles, those cookie dough bites, which are so deceiving.
Milk Duds.
They're not good.
Nerds.
Reese's.
And some mixes.
And we're back to, you know what? It's probably all one company, don't you think? Because like Heinz does, and they're in all the pictures. A1, the...
Germany thinks we just like boxed brownies, cookie, and cake mix. So Betty Crocker stuff. There's the canned pumpkin.
Oh, but what about France? Look at all that Milano stuff.
A Pepperidge Farm.
Pepperidge Farm
and
Milano
jelly
cookies.
Beans.
Yeah.
Or is that jelly beans? And sure. Marshmallows?
Those are Jelly Belly.
Yeah.
Goldfish. You know, the little fishy crackers.
You're not exactly getting it right. But also, I'm assuming if we walked into, say, the Germany section of our grocery store, it wouldn't be right either.
I guess not. So you guys think you're eating like international cuisine and they're like, what? That's the stuff they sell in grocery or like
it's
in
like
the
it's
movie
not
theater.
It, so.
Like, what
but
is
still,
this?
Fascinating to look at. So you posted it on our Facebook page?
Yes, I did. If you want to see it, it is. What's that like red Sunkist? Do they have a red Sunkist flavor?
Which country?
This is in New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that fruit punch?
I guess.
Maybe.
RC.
Canada Dry. Minute Maid. Pepsi.
What is Canada Dry doing in there?
And
this is American food.
And then if you look under, it's like relish, mustard, fish, mac and cheese.
Fish fry filling.
This is weird.
It is a little weird, but okay. I mean, as long as I can get my ketchup in another country, I suppose I'll
make
it.
You're fine. It's fun to look at. So Radio U Riot, that's our Facebook page. If you want to check it out, you can look there.
Oh, we didn't mention in England, in the American food aisle, Twinkies.
Twinkies. Mm-hmm.
And is that What kind of Pepsi? What is that Pepsi thing?
In the where?
Oh, that must be like a 12-pack. Okay, it was in the England thing at the bottom. Now that I've gotten a close-up, it's a 12-pack.
That's
everybody
also not
relax.
American. That's also not American.
Pepsi. You can keep your Pepsi. Where's my Coke?
That's the true international section.
Well, that's because if you go into a grocery store in another country, they have their own Coke. It's fine.
Yeah.
Whereas Pepsi's like, we have a small display in the American food aisle.
For Belgian, is that Surge?
Why
the green,
not?
Or is that Sunkist also on that?
Oh, wait, Belgium. I think that's Surge. Why not?
How do you get the riot to take a unicorn seriously?
He's got a donut on his horn.
Now you have our attention. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Pass that panda leg when you're done there.
You can't eat panda.
You can, I assure you,
you
can.
You are not allowed to.
Delicious.
No, I thought that was punishable by death in China.
Well, I mean, yeah, the panda's dead.
Okay, but you're not allowed to eat it.
I mean, okay, do you want to hear something gross? I was at the store yesterday. I was at Costco.
Yeah.
They sell lamb.
The big rack of it? Or the
whole
big body
lamb.
Of it?
It's like, just buy a dead lamb.
You never saw that before?
Never.
Yeah, they always have a couple hanging
up. I just wanted to get a chicken. Like some, I wanted the harvested flesh of chicken, frozen and deformed in a way that I don't know it's chicken.
Not the whole body.
I don't want the whole body. I actually thought, I really did. I was like, you know what? If I had a little more money, I would just buy this and put it on my desk at work. Just be like, oh, sorry. It won't fit in the freezer. I'm just going to leave it up here until I leave.
I always thought, because they didn't have the, is it lamb or whatever they put up?
I believe it's lamb.
Yeah, they used to not have it. And so I just assumed they started having it for a holiday or something.
There was such a high demand for lamb.
No, I don't know. Like, is there a
people
time when...
People keep going up and they're like writing on the comment card, like, I wish I could buy a whole dead lamb.
You know, like some people get a ham at Easter.
Yeah.
Like, is there something else going on?
Like a lamb for...
I don't know.
Whatever.
I mean, we're getting close to... that's February for Fat Tuesday and Lent.
Yeah, there's time. And you don't eat... Nobody's like, I'm giving up.
I don't
up.
Eat lamb.
I'm giving up lamb for Easter, for Lent. That's what I'm giving
Unless
up.
Unless you really had a problem with it.
Then again, you know what? I could be speaking way out of turn. There could be some huge tradition we know nothing about.
I don't know. I don't want to know.
I just saw a lamb and I was like, what? What?
The now, whole body's
guys,
hanging up.
Now, if you guys had a panda in here, I would so buy your dead panda and grill it.
Did someone...
Well, here's the deal. There are, and I mean, it's been all the talk that people are chatting about, like, hey, we're going to start growing meat, meaning that like in labs, they're coming up with ways grow meat, but it doesn't come from animals.
Yeah, they've been trying that.
They've been coming up with, you take a DNA sample and you clone it, or I don't know how they do it. And
they've had beef that way.
I almost don't want to know. Well, they say that this beef, we'll start seeing it more probably in about 5 years. They said it would be the kind of thing that you'll be able to go to the grocery store and buy it.
There it'll be.
And they say that as a result, you're going to be able to eat a lot of exotic meat that you would have never been able to eat before.
Because all the taste of it, but the flavor.
The first example that they give.
Is panda. Who wants to eat panda meat?
They're out there, Nikki.
That is twisted.
Why?
If you've ever wanted to eat panda meat, you need to take a time out.
I want to get a baby panda and love it.
Come
and rape
on! And then eat it?
And then I'll be cuddling it and then...
How do they even know? I mean, no one would really know what to compare it to, if it would even taste like panda.
Which is why
we're
going to need a couple of people
to figure it out. We only... like, panda to us is like orange chicken. That's us.
You go, you're at the grocery store, and they're like, all right, we've got real panda and fake panda. We're going to blind taste test.
Yeah, taste the difference.
Just see if you can taste the difference.
I don't want to eat panda, nor would I want that to be the exotic meat that I was eating.
Just a joke. It's all chicken.
Yuck. That's one step from the, it's people. It tastes like people.
If I could prepare you a meal that was genetically grown
in
a lab panda.
No, I would not
panda,
eat it.
Yeah, you would.
No, I would not.
You're not hungry enough yet. Tell
so
you what,
you're going to keep me in a room and I can't come out until...
For a week.
No.
And then I'm just going to come in there and I'm going to grill this panda and we're going to be like, where are your principles now?
Whatever.
Where are they now? I've got this genetically grown in a lab panda meat.
We don't have to know what every animal tastes like.
Ketchup.
Ketchup, see?
ketchup, right?
That's where you're more interested. I'm going to put ketchup on meat.
Why not?
Because I don't. Well, never? I guess hamburgers. But.
Okay, well, look at that. Captain Liar of the SS, I'm better than you. Come on.
I can't stand you. That's fine.
Pass the panda.
I'm not eating panda.
Oh, can we get it on? Oh, what about on a pretzel bun? Oh, a good pretzel bun is delicious. Panda burger? Side of fries?
It's so bad.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
So I'm reading an article here by... where did this guy's name go? He's a trainer, and Dr. Vibar Cregan Reed. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah. Dr. Reed is a lecturer and barefoot runner, and he wants to talk to you.
Which is funny, because his first name is what? Vibar. Which sounds like Vibram.
Oh, it kind of does, doesn't
which
it?
Which is the...
company that went bankrupt.
Went bankrupt, but had the running
Vibram
shoe.
Vibram Five Fingers.
Yeah, the like, it looks like you're barefoot, but you're not, but like the little small shoe thing.
I can still tell you those were, while I never ran in them, I did weight training in those shoes, and they were
used to love them for that.
Spectacular shoes
all the
for
way
weight
to,
training.
Yes, they're bankruptcy.
Yeah. Bummer on that, though, right? Though that did enable me to buy other pairs at a low price, because they were clearing them out. Which wasn't easy, because then you have to find out what your weird size is in Vibram shoes. Where were we? This running, right? Here's what he says. Right now you're in the middle of, if you're doing a New Year's resolution, you may be right in the middle of your second week of lifting, or in his case, he's being very specific to running, but he said the principle still applies. And he says that most runners give up in their second week.
This is the crunch time.
When it comes to running, people give up.
Yeah.
And he says that you have to get into your third week before your body has started to make the adaptations that will begin to make running a lot easier.
So your body now is hurting, and it yes. might be hurting too much to where you give up.
So you might be running and thinking, like, I've actually heard several people say this, like, this hurts so much. I'm doing this to feel better. What's the point? I'm just going to quit.
But anything you want to be a habit or to get rid of a habit, they always say it's around 30 days mm-hmm. to get your body used to it.
Well, he has what he calls the Goldilocks threshold, and it goes like this. Going into your third week, especially, is with a lot of people, you either are training too little. That's kind of where you live right now. And all of your soft tissue and even your bone is just not used to any kind of exercise. So what ends up happening is a lot of people start out and they go too hard.
Sure.
And so you get too little, which is where you're at right now, or you get too much.
Or your porridge is too hot.
But what you really need is just right.
So there's the Goldilocks stuff.
Which is why you really want to grab yourself a training program. Like, look for something that's like Couch to 5K or something like that. And it always seems like in those things, you're like, well, this isn't enough. I'm not training enough. But he's saying that you actually need to give your body time to adapt to the new stress that you're putting on it. And that adaptation really only begins to take place in the third week.
So if you're on week two like everybody else, don't give up this week.
Yeah, push through. Now, of course, you know, again, take a look at your program. That's the thing people always do. Well, maybe not always, but a lot of people do is... So let's say you haven't been to the gym in a while, you haven't run in a while, so you come in like you have something to prove.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can ever do. You got nothing to prove. You actually are afraid that you won't see it through, and so you push too hard, and it becomes this self-fulfilling prophecy. Just go in there, nice, easy workout, and then slowly build to something. Pretty soon, you're going to be just right. I think that's I love that phrase, the Goldilocks threshold. Sounds like that would be a great movie. And I think it should be a movie involving the nuclear football.
And bears.
The Goldilocks threshold.
Remember when we said things couldn't get any worse? We were wrong. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Let's talk about having a 4K TV. I guess the best thing I could say about it is I was right. It's not really worth the money. It's just not. It's not
but
worth the money.
But if you get a good deal.
Now, I think that it all hinges on that. I got this amazing deal. I paid less than $400 for a very nice Samsung curved like TV. Like, I got this amazing deal for it. And what's interesting is now that you've got a 4K TV, you've got to go out there and find a way to watch 4K movies. So you got Netflix with a couple of options, but you got to pay more.
Sure.
You're paying $10 a month. Now you have to pay, I think, $13. All right. You've got Amazon Instant Video or
Prime.
What do they call it? Amazon Prime. You got that. And again, basically a bunch of Netflix shows, a bunch of Amazon shows, and like three movies.
And then YouTube.
Then there's YouTube. YouTube is the best place,
if it seems like, to get 4K.
Because there's just so much of it.
If you want to watch like, you know, sporting things like, hey, we're taking this bike trek through this canyon. Not if, like shows and stuff, but, you know, people's videos.
It's way more user-generated content. Mm-hmm. And it's... quite honestly, most of it's beautiful. Way more interesting. Scripted dramas in 4K, unless they go outside, it's just not that interesting. But here's what I'm finding is like, okay, so now I want to jump beyond that to like, okay, where can I get like the highest quality 4K stuff? Well, for that, now all of a sudden I got to pay more money.
Yeah.
I got to basically, at this point, either get a UHD Blu-ray player or an Xbox One S. That costs almost as much as I paid for the TV. And then get a load of this. I'm looking at what does a 4K Blu-ray cost? Star Trek Beyond. I remembered seeing that coming out in 4K.
Isn't it like $30?
$28.
$28, yeah.
It's too much. I bought Star Trek Beyond for $7 on Blu-ray.
Well, and again, it just depends on if you would notice the difference.
Is it enough? You would notice a difference, mm-hmm. but the problem is it is not the leap from like standard def to HD.
It depends on how old your TV was before.
Like, now, that's
it
also,
depends on what you were using to begin with, and it could have been a very big leap, so then it's an obvious noticeable difference.
Well, no, there's something to that. There is. But like for probably the best thing about the 4K TV is the color. The color is just gorgeous. Like it looks so good. But it's just one of those things where even if you buy the TV on the cheap, and I was looking today, I've seen there are a ton of 4K TVs. They're less than $500. But then you have to get the content, and they are...
And you want to spend extra for that.
Oh my gosh, it's expensive. Like, so much of the money's, Nikki. And I thought like, well, I'll sell my Xbox One, and then I'll buy an Xbox One S. Well, nobody wants to buy an Xbox One.
No, not at this point.
So it's just like, well, you know what? It's okay, because at the end of the day, it is still the best video game monitor. Like, my computer hooked up to it.
Yeah.
I only got about 30 minutes with it last night.
But still, that's just beautiful.
But I woke up thinking about how I wanted to go back to doing that.
So you're 55. It's a 55-inch. That's now your monitor that you're using for gameplay.
I have it in my office with my computer hooked up to it.
Okay, I know you were only putting it there temporarily, but at this point...
That's what I keep telling myself.
Does it look like it's just going to stay there?
Well, here's the thing. You know those IKEA chairs? I've got one sitting right in front of it.
Yeah.
So then I have my feet up.
Okay, yeah, it's staying
it's
there.
Right there.
That's fine.
Like, it's so awesome.
And then the perfect use for it.
I'm telling you right now, if we could, like if you said to me right now, like, what do you want to go do? I'm gonna cut you loose. You can do what you want.
You get early dismissal.
I want to drive back there and pick up that controller and stare at it.
Sit in that seat.
I don't want to watch TV on it. I just want to play games on it. So save your money.
We were so concerned that your day wouldn't have any Nikki in it that we went to the enormous cost and great effort to assemble this Worst of the Riot moment.
Nikki, did you hear that the people behind Hello Kitty have got a new character?
Is that Sanrio?
Sanrio.
What's Sanrio doing?
They have got a new... Well, first off, if you don't know, there is Hello Kitty, but they have a whole host.
We're talking like it's a money machine, and there's tons of them.
There are so many.
I used to love going when I was younger to the Sanrio stores. Some places would have like the official ones.
Uh-huh.
And man, you're like, what are all these characters? I had no idea.
When did you get to go?
I think last time I went to one was in Tennessee, in Nashville.
But your mom always took you.
Oh, that wasn't an official one, but I would get like allergy shots when I was growing up, I would be able to, like if I was getting my back pricked for allergy stuff, I could always go to the eraser store when I was done.
And get a Hello Kitty
And get
eraser.
Something like a pencil box or erasers. Mm-hmm. When I was very little.
Sanrio's newest characters is Agretsuko. And Agretsuko, let's see, She's a 25-year-old Scorpio with type A blood.
Gosh, all right.
She works as an office associate at a trading company in Tokyo. Each morning she wakes up and commutes to work. This is very specific.
It's a dating, it feels like a profile.
Let's see, she wakes up to commute on a crowded train.
It's a red panda.
Her tiny head stuck in the stink of a man's armpit. Her job deserves its own office space sequel. Whenever she's done with work, her drawling boss asks for just one more thing. She gets really, really mad. And when she gets mad, her eyes start to bleed. And then she likes to go to heavy metal karaoke and drink after work.
Is this a... Okay, so this one's more for the adult fan base, they're saying. Just in case you couldn't get that by the description. That
she's
is not,
like the anti-Hello Kitty.
I would not have gotten that when I was younger going to the Sanrio store.
Mommy, I want a Gretsuko.
Nope.
Look, she comes with her own little bottle of beer. And why is she bleeding?
Why are her eyes bleeding out?
She's so angry.
Yeah, so the red panda who works as an office associate at a trading company in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm. So Sanrio launched in 1960, where they started with Hello Kitty, but they've grown, Nikki.
Oh, so. Rides a packed train with every 30 minutes every day.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that life right there?
It's tough, right?
That's no wonder why, she's bleeding from her eyes.
That's why she's bleeding from her eyes.
That's it. She's stressed.
She's angry.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff. That's real world stuff. I want
I feel like Hello Kitty should be a little
more. I
want
a cute little character, like a red panda that doesn't remind me of day-to-day life.
What if we just got
a real
red panda?
Or when my eyes bleed out. Yes.
Oh, so what you're saying is your eyes are bleeding and you need her to dab the blood from your eyes.
No, but a red panda, those are cute.
They are cute.
They're adorable.
We'll take that pet. You think we can have that for a pet?
So a Gretsuko?
A Gretsuko, yeah.
So like aggressive Suko? Think of it that way.
It totally could be. But just to let you know, the people behind Hello Kitty, they're still doing their thing, man. They're still out there. And if you think they're leaning too hard on Hello Kitty, well... Tell you what, they're trying to create Hello Kitty for the next generation.
No, it's still the same generation, but who've now grown up who want the adult ones.
Okay.
So.
All right, then.
The Riot.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
On Radio U.
Loud noises!
Look, you guys all know that Nikki's beautiful, okay? And the thing is, in this modern media culture... When you're beautiful, it becomes an asset, and it becomes an asset that you have to leverage properly. If people are taking your beauty and misusing it, all of a sudden, you find yourself in a position where you need a financial recompense because your beauty is yours.
And not for their financial gain.
Not for theirs to take and use for something else, which is why I feel like, Nikki, you're the right person for me to have this conversation with.
Yeah.
A woman is suing Chipotle. Her name is that really? Her name is Leech?
Sure. You know what?
Would it be Leach, maybe? Leach, L-E-A-C-H?
I really yes. Okay. Because if it's L-E-E.
Because see, my thing is like, I read this as Leah like 14 times.
Sure.
And of course, now that we're on the air, I have the question.
That's okay.
Let's just say Ms. Caldwell.
Sure.
She is suing Chipotle for $2.2 billion.
What'd Chipotle do?
Well, in 2014, she was at a Chipotle.
Yeah.
And she was eating. And a photographer there was doing photos in the Chipotle for an upcoming Chipotle advertising thing, whatever. She refused to sign a release.
Yeah.
They used her photo anyway.
Then she is allowed to get money.
Do you feel like she's entitled to $2 billion?
Not necessarily that. I feel like that's excessive. But no, you're not allowed to do that in ad campaigns. And a photographer or whoever said ad campaign company would have known that.
You have
to have their permission.
The thing about that is, though, like there's probably law here. But my thought is if you're saying to me that you've come into my business establishment and I have a sign that says I'm going to take your photo.
It depends on if they had a sign with it and what the picture would have been of. And, you know, I know sometimes it's like how much is shown or you background or like what all there's some asterisks with it.
Okay. Nikki, how much money would you charge me to take a picture of you eating?
No, you're not allowed to take a picture of me eating.
That's what I thought.
No woman wants a picture of them eating.
That's what I thought.
So I think that's the heart of this. It might have been unflattering.
If there was $2 billion.
You could take a picture of me eating.
Okay.
For $1 billion.
For $1
million.
Okay.
A couple thousand, but, you know,
all right,
not for free.
How about $1,000?
Is it a nice picture or maybe not what I would like the most?
How about this? I'm going to give you final artistic control.
Control over it?
Yeah.
Yeah, $1,000, sure.
Okay. What about $500? So we've established that you're
and
willing to do
Christmas
it. Now we
and
just
we're
have
trying to pay off all the Christmas presents. So yeah,
$500. $250.
No. If you're using it in your ad campaign, I'd say $500.
$500.
And you have to pay me something.
All right. Well, this is just putting all of the restaurants on notice. If you want a beautiful woman eating, I know one that you can get for $500.
Mm-hmm.
You can feature her in your campaign if you want.
I don't want to be in a campaign, though. I really like to keep it really quiet. So,
sure.
So you guys go get your picture taken. I'll be off to the side.
What about this?
What?
All right. Instead of, what if we did $250? But you get, you can eat there twice a week for a year.
Twice a week for a year?
That's worth more than
$250. Yeah, but I told you, I don't like to go to restaurants over and over and over again and be like, hey, it's you again. I get like annoyed with that. So
you get mad at them for recognizing you and valuing you as a customer?
No, not that. But if it was a franchise and there was many locations and I could take trips around,
okay,
maybe.
All right.
But still, Chipotle, you know, I mean, it's not right. If you required signatures and stuff, and we do sometimes filming and things, you know the rules.
So they say that the dollar amount, $2.2 billion, is a reflection of the company's profits from 2006 to 2015.
Yeah. I don't think it's worth that much because she wasn't directly responsible for the profit because of her picture.
Well, I'm sure some of these are punitive damages.
Yeah, so I think you could go with less money if you're going after Chipotle.
Well, if you think about this, if let's say you go in for $2 billion, but you get him to settle for 10%.
Then you're fine. That's fine.
You just cleared $200 million.
She aimed high.
She did.
Very high.
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.